The potential closure of Wrangell's tiny fish and game office was sore news to David Powell. He's an avid hunter and angler who uses it to get his elk and moose tags.
I go to that office probably, I'd say, 8 to 10 times a year.
He also sits on Wrangell's assembly. He says that, of course, a lot can be done online, but having fish and game representatives in town is an important resource in a place where just about everyone hunts and fishes and needs to keep up on the rules.
I know ignorance is no excuse, but it'd be a lot easier to go up there and have the questions answered that we have rather than trying to find them online.
No other fish and game office is on the governor's chopping block. A budget document says it'll save around $70,000 in general fund spending. Agency officials defended the move.
As there are many communities throughout Alaska that don't actually have a fish and game office.
Rick Green is a top fish and game official appointed by Governor Dunleavy.
Although the commissioner is confident that we can continue to effectively manage the fish, the wildlife, and the aquatic plants, which is our charter, and doesn't see that as not having that office as getting in the way.
All field projects like research on the Stikeen River and fish counting in the summer will continue just the same. Green says few commercial fishing permits have been issued out of the Wrangell office, and any requests for information are just a phone call or internet search away. Closing the office sheds one local job, and it moves another to Petersburg. Wrangell City Mayor Steve Prasunka says local government was not consulted.
And then we are expected to just accept this, that this is all right. Well, it's not all right, and I don't accept it, and I won't accept it, and I'm mad as hell about it.
Wrangell has lost a number of state offices over the years. It used to have an office of children's services worker and a state public health nurse. Those positions have been cut or moved out of town.
And now you're telling me Fish and Game is going to be relocated to Petersburg. We are not an insignificant community.
Prasunka has taken up the issue with his representative, Dan Ortiz. The independent Ketchikan lawmaker told KSTK he'll raise the issue when the legislature convenes in Juneau next month. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.